May we always listen for and follow our hearts towards the love of Jesus. Amen. Amen. In Jesus' culture, the image of the shepherd was used to describe a trustworthy leader, and sheep signified the communal life of the people. So Jesus, in using this language and these images, is talking about the deep trust that gets built, the deep love that happens between shepherds and sheep. And I don't know much about sheep, so I did some research. And in an article in Modern Farmer by Craig Rogers, who is a shepherd and a sheep farmer, he shares some lessons he has learned from lambs and sheep. He shares that you cannot help but be impressed by how smart the sheep are to have survived domestication since 10,000 BC. And although many people think of their flocking instinct to be a sign of dumbness, it is, in fact, a community-based survival mechanism where the sheep have learned that their strength is much greater in numbers, and their comfort and survival is enhanced as a group rather than as an individual, which is not a bad lesson for all of us. And Craig goes on and shares, a baby lamb will enter the world and within a few minutes is up and walking, able to find its very own food source, and is self-sustaining as long as it is near its personal food supply. And you can only wonder in awe at the sustainability and intelligence of this creature. The intelligence of sheep is obvious to all those who take the time to listen to them. And then Craig shares some of his thoughts on shepherds. Shepherds, like the sheep themselves, learn quickly that the path to success depends on tending to the flock, but also caring for the individual, providing clean water, ample forage, and shelter to an entire flock is essential to maintaining the health of the flock. But the success of a shepherd or a shepherdess is in the compassion they have for each individual. And this means being able to identify a sick or injured sheep or lamb within a flock of hundreds or thousands of sheep, and assisting with the birth of a lamb when needed, caring for a lamb orphaned, providing the expectant mother with enhanced nutrition, or weaning a lamb in a compassionate manner are all a part of the job. And the more concern the shepherd has for the individuals who are in need of health care or supplemental food or individual attention, the healthier the flock and the more profitable the whole operation is. A lesson that he says applies to more than a flock of sheep. So then, what does it mean to know and to be known by Jesus, our good shepherd? I think it's a kind of knowing between the shepherd and the sheep that is saving in itself. For the very life of the flock depends upon a true love and compassion between the two. And from the shepherd's point of view, a willingness to sacrifice. And from the sheep, a determined following. It is not always easy to lead, nor is it always easy to follow. But when we lead with loving kindness and follow with loving kindness, we can do the work that Christ puts before us. We can create amazing spaces of love in the world and within ourselves. Our trajectory as Christ's body in the world is not just to follow the Good Shepherd, but to represent to the world the love God has for all of creation, from people to the land, the waters, the air, the animals, the plants. We too are invited to be tenders of grace and beauty, to be good shepherds. And we ought to explore how each of our vocations embodies the life-giving image of Jesus as a part of our Christian identity. And I was listening to a TED Talk podcast, and I heard a short story or talk from a volunteer firefighter for a firehouse near New York City, and his name is Mark. He shares the story of when he arrived to his very first fire. He went up to the captain, who was having a very engaging conversation with a homeowner who was surely having one of the worst days of their lives. So here it was in the middle of the night, and the homeowner, she's standing outside in the pouring rain, under an umbrella, in her pajamas, barefoot, while her house is in flames. And the captain tells the first volunteer firefighter who arrived to go into the house and save the dog. And Mark is standing there, feeling a little disappointed that he won't be able to do something helpful too. When the captain turns to him and tells him, "Mark, I need you to go upstairs, past the fire, and I need you to get this woman a pair of shoes." So it wasn't exactly what Mark was hoping for, but off he went, up the stairs, down the hall, past what he says were the real firefighters, who were pretty much done putting out the fire at this point. Into the master bedroom he goes and finds a pair of shoes. After he and the other firefighter retrieve both the dog and the shoes, they return to the captain and the homeowner. Mark eventually heads home later that night. Now, a few weeks later, the fire department received a letter from the homeowner thanking them for the valiant effort displayed in saving her home. The act of kindness she noted above all others, someone had even gotten her a pair of shoes. Mark goes on to say that in both his vocation and avocation as a volunteer firefighter, he is a witness to acts of generosity and kindness on a monumental scale. But he is also a witness to the acts of grace and courage on an individual basis. And what he has learned is they all matter. Mark then addresses the room he is talking to directly, and he says, "I would offer this reminder, don't wait. Don't wait until you make a lot of money to make a difference in somebody's life. If you have something to give, give it now. Serve at a food kitchen. Clean up a neighborhood park. Be a mentor. Not every day is going to offer us a chance to save somebody's life, but every day offers us an opportunity to affect one. So get in the game. Save the shoes." Jesus' love is not a theoretical love. It is the kind of love that activates goodness and mercy, provides sustenance and perseverance, and comforts us when we traverse dark valleys. Jesus is always inviting us to find ways to be an active love which transforms the lives of the sheep, transforms the lives of the community, and transforms the shepherd. We are his, and we know his voice. Come, follow, and love one another. Amen. Amen.